Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny skies with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem experiences mild temperatures, ideal for outdoor activities. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler, but still a lovely day. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, Syria accuses Israel of attacking a military airport earlier today. The United States called it an unnecessary escalation. Also, JNS reports Syria condemned the Israeli strikes on a military base. U.S. Envoy Tom Barrack expressed deep concern over the incident. Also this hour, Ynet informs us that an Israeli has been charged with plotting an Islamic State-inspired car bomb attack at a nightclub. Separately, I24 News reports that Netanyahu emerged as the clear winner of the Likud primary, even without being on the ballot. And finally, Forward reports vandals attacked a prominent Reform synagogue in Jerusalem earlier today, damaging the building and tearing down a pride flag. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source analyst OSINT613 noted earlier today that U.S. Envoy Barrack is deeply concerned about the Israeli airstrikes on Syria's Abu al-Duhur airbase. Ariel Osaran, a journalist, highlighted Syria's accusation of Israel bombing the airbase, calling it aggression and a violation of sovereignty. I24 News English reports Syria blames Israel for the overnight strikes, describing it as a dangerous escalation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the airstrikes in Syria. Israel Hayom reports that Israeli fighter jets targeted the runway and warehouses at the Abu al-Duhur airport in Idlib. The U.S. has warned that such actions could escalate tensions in the region. This strike comes amid ongoing concerns about Iranian influence in Syria, affecting regional stability. Turning to the plot foiled by Israeli authorities, Ynet details that Abdullah Gargawi allegedly contacted ISIS supporters and planned to remotely detonate a car bomb outside a nightclub. This highlights the persistent threat of homegrown terrorism and underscores the vigilance of Israeli security forces in preventing potential attacks. Meanwhile, in political news, I24 News reveals Netanyahu's success in the Likud primary. Despite not being on the ballot, he remains a dominant figure within the party. This solidifies his influence in Israeli politics, shaping the country's future policies and leadership direction. Finally, concerning the vandalism in Jerusalem, Forward reports significant damage to a Reform synagogue. Such acts of vandalism target religious and cultural symbols, raising concerns about intolerance and the need for increased protection of minority communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom. Business reports that Rami Levy Real Estate is expanding with an investment of 225 million shekels in two new shopping centers. These centers will be located in Rosh Hayin and Mishor Adumim, covering a total area of approximately 18,800 square meters. Separately, Ma'ariv Business discusses electricity consumption in Israel. The report highlights the average monthly household usage and notes the impact of seasonal changes on electricity demand. And finally, from Tech, Anthropic's revenue run rate has surged, projected to reach up to $200 billion by 2028. This reflects the company's rapid growth and expansion in the tech industry. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.